This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. Are beef cattle producers beginning to hold back heifers for breeding, or is the United States beef cattle herd still in contraction mode? Unfortunately, there are few available clues in last week's September USDA Cattle on Feed report as to the direction the beef industry is headed. We will hear more from USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum next.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wyffels Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wyffels Hybrids.
There were few clues in last week's September USDA Cattle on Feed report as to the direction the beef industry is headed. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum says that next month's report will probably offer more insight as to whether producers are beginning to retain heifers to kickstart the herd rebuild.
When we get the October 1st inventory number, it will provide us with a breakout of the sex of the animals on feed. So that could provide us with a little indication about whether or not, you know, we're seeing higher proportions of heifers being put on feed. You know, which could give us a little bit of an indication about the retention of heifers for addition to the breeding herd.
Friday's Cattle on Feed report showed that August placements into feedlots were 1% below a year ago. The September feedlot inventory was up 1%, says Shagum.
The number of cattle on feed on September 1st was just under 11.2 million head, which was about 1% above a year ago. During August, just under 2 million head were placed on feed, which was about 1% below 2023. Feedlots marketed about 1.8 million head of cattle during August, which was about 4% below a year ago. But one has to adjust that number for the fact that there was one fewer slaughter day in 2024. So when you make that adjustment, we're actually about 0.8% above 2023.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.